This is the act of submission. There is another side to submission that is sadly, if more prevalent, the so-called submissive, who just wants a woman to act as a puppet to fulfill his fantasies. He wants her to do specific sex acts, like peace on him, fuck him in the ass, put him in chastity, kick him in the balls, spank him, cross-dress him, make him suck a cock, and so on. It's perfectly fine to hire a professional dominatrix to perform those services, but understand that you're not submitting to the fulfillment of the desires of your mistress. It's a different thing. Many just have a fetish and aren't necessarily interested in submission. They just like feet or pantyhose and so on. And that's fine, but one should always be a gentleman. Oh, my bad. Have a seat. Sit comfortably, relax yourself. I don't bite. Would you like a drink or a coffee? Oh, okay, coffee is always good. How are you doing today? It's so good to see you the other day. Anyway, as I was saying earlier on, I usually avoid writing generalized how-to guides because although some things are universal, I feel that every dom and sub relationship should be customized. What follows here is my opinion. I do not speak for all professional dominants, be it online domies, regular lifestyle non-professional domies like myself, and so on. I've long said that what I value most in a submissive is one with good manners. To be honest, I value good manners in every person. It goes beyond just being French with politeness bred into my bones. It's not necessarily the formality of proper manners that you often get with English, which I find quite delightful. It can be more casual and friendly, but the art of it is consideration and thoughtfulness. A good submissive simply thinks of the dominant needs or wants before his own every time. I mean, every single time. Are you still with me, Sylvie? Oh, okay. Don't get distracted by my huge breasts. So, at the risk of oversimplifying it, it really can be that simple. Just putting dummy's needs before his own. Taking a slightly different angle, think of it as being cared for. If you're a good submissive, you care about how your dummy feels. You care that she's happy, that she's content, and so on. You get pleasure from knowing you made your mistress happy. In a similar way as you would feel if you were caring for a sick person, a young person, someone who needs your help, maybe a pet, a wounded animal, so to say. If you helped someone change a tire, you would feel good. If you helped an old lady bring heavy groceries up a set of stairs to her apartment, you would feel good. If you saved a puppy that was just about to fall off a balcony, you would feel good. You get the point? Good. The chemicals that are released, which produce the emotions that make you feel good, are basically the same. Sabi, are you sure you're still with me? Okay, because you seemed to only be staring straight. In a way, serving well is somewhat self-serving. If you don't like the way it made you feel to be a good submissive, then you probably wouldn't be into that, right? In my case, it is possible to want me to fulfill your fantasies of submission. You can apply through a form that I've provided. Let me know what your boundaries, I mean your hard limits are, and that's all well and good. No judgments here. It's how I choose to live my lifestyle, and it usually works perfectly with structure. But consider the depth and sincerity of your experience or non-experience with submission. Consider a slight shift in your thinking. Instead of thinking only about how you want your fantasies to be fulfilled or performed, think about how you can best behave to please your mistress. Find out what she enjoys and try it. Even if it is not top of your list, just to experience the feeling of sacrificing a little to give someone else's pleasure. Personally, I like a strong submissive, a man who is a gentleman. Not a weakling that I can bully and push around, but a man who gracefully chooses to submit to me. I like a submissive who has self-respect and whom I can respect. I don't have a lot of rules to be universally followed. It's more of a philosophy. If you come from the right spirit, then it will be received as such. That is the base from which everything else is built. We have come to the end of the third episode of the Sully series. Do you have any questions? Oh, well, don't expect that by listening to only Sully series or by reading a few articles on the internet and then being able to call yourself a submissive. No matter how eager you are to learn and experiment, you won't become a submissive overnight. Becoming a true submissive takes a great deal of time and patience. In fact, many submissives may even go through a formal training period, which can take weeks, months, or even years. Don't forget to listen to the next episode of the Subby series. If you're a potential submissive, take your time to listen to all the submissive series episodes. And if you have any questions, please reach out to me as soon as possible. Thank you so much, and see you next time, Sully. Play safe.